Hey there, my awesome Stoic Squad. Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of ancient wisdom with a modern twist. You know that feeling when you're drowning in work emails, your to-do list looks like Mount Everest, and you're pretty sure you haven't slept in days. Yeah, me too. It's a struggle, right? But guess what? Today we're diving into something that can seriously change the game. Setting healthy boundaries at work. Think of it like this. Your energy is precious, kinda like limited edition sneakers, you gotta protect them. And boundaries? They're the fence around those sneakers, keeping them safe from being trampled by, well, unreasonable expectations and drama llamas. Trust me, learning to say no can be a superpower in disguise. So, what are we getting out of the Stoic Boundary Bash today? Buckle up, because these 5 nuggets are gonna change your work-life game. 1. Clarity is king. Ever feel like you're walking around with a half-inflated balloon animal trying to hold everything together? Let's get clear on what work actually means for you. Are there tasks that just drain your soul? Maybe some projects that are way out of your scope? Identifying those is the first step to saying peace out and focusing on what truly matters. 2. Time is your greatest asset. Think of time like a limited edition comic book, you only get one shot at it. Don't let it slip away on tasks that don't serve your goals or values. Seriously, when was the last time you felt genuinely excited about answering another email after 5 in the evening? Setting boundaries around work hours means reclaiming those precious minutes for things that actually bring you joy, maybe a hot bath, a killer workout, or finally finishing that book you started ages ago. 3. Communication is key. Remember, saying no doesn't have to be a wrestling match. Think of it like polite fencing. There are ways to set boundaries without burning bridges. Clearly communicate your limits, offer alternatives if possible, and don't be afraid to politely decline requests that aren't aligned with your priorities. You deserve to work smart, not just hard. 4. Practice makes powerful. Setting boundaries is like learning a new dance move. It takes practice. Start small, maybe by saying no to one unnecessary meeting or task this week. As you get more comfortable, you can gradually expand those boundaries. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are healthy work habits. 5. Self-care is non-negotiable. This isn't just a spa day every now and then. Self-care is the foundation of good boundaries. When you prioritize your physical and mental well-being, you have the energy and resilience to stand up for yourself and set those limits. Think of it like this. If your phone battery is constantly drained, you can't really do much, right? So recharge that inner battery with activities that nourish your soul, exercise, meditation, reading, spending time with loved ones, whatever makes you feel powerful and centered. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're swamped with work emails, deadlines are looming, and your boss keeps dropping unexpected tasks on you like it's their favorite game. It feels like you're constantly playing catch up, right? Sound familiar? Now, imagine you take a deep breath, remember those Stoic boundaries we talked about, and politely decline that extra task. You explain that while you're committed to your current projects, taking on something new right now would compromise your quality of work. You offer alternative solutions or suggest waiting until things are a bit calmer. Suddenly, the world doesn't collapse. In fact, by setting that boundary, you actually free up some time and energy to focus on what truly matters, delivering exceptional results on your existing projects. Plus, you show your boss that you're not just a workhorse, but someone who values their own well-being and professional integrity. Remember, being a good Stoic isn't about becoming a superhero of endless productivity. It's about finding that sweet spot where you can be effective, contribute meaningfully, and still live a fulfilling life outside of work. So there you have it, folks. Setting healthy boundaries at work isn't about being selfish, it's about taking control of your time, energy, and well-being so you can show up as your best self both at work and in all areas of your life. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Clarity, time management, communication, practice, and self-care. Now go out there, set those boundaries like a boss, and let's rock this week. And don't forget to share your thoughts, stories, or even boundary fails, we're all in this together. Until next time, keep it stoic, keep it real, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.